When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Chipper here, 2:08 on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chipper, I don't know if you heard the news breaking the last hour or so. The sad news, the Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo, from The Cosby Show, 54 years old, in Costa Rica, drowned swimming.
I just saw that before I came on. I was just reading it. I love Theo. Theo's, yeah. We're the same age, and that was one of my favorite shows, and he was one of my favorite characters. I love Theo. So, yeah, tragic. And it sounded like he got caught in a riptide or something.
Drowning.
Yeah, terrible, terrible news.
Well, that's the thing, because we had the individual law enforcement who passed away, was it maybe 6 weeks ago or so? And I tried to have a very respectful conversation with swimming, because there's all sorts of circumstances. Like in this case, sounds like a riptide where maybe a very accomplished swimmer. And maybe Malcolm Jamal Warner was a very good swimmer. I don't know, right? But you see these swimming stories and you're like, are you putting yourself in a position where you shouldn't be there? But then, like, I still think I'm a decent swimmer, but if I get caught up in a riptide, you get caught up in a riptide, most people have absolutely no chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like you. I consider myself a good swimmer, but circumstances can change that quickly. And it's tragic, and you probably, and I don't know what the circumstances in either of those cases were, but
right.
I could see where you think you're okay, and then all of a sudden you're not. So. But yeah, it's probably a good reminder to, we're all swimming, in different, whether it's lakes or ocean or whatever, to just be mindful of our surroundings. But, it's sad. I'm 54. It's just way too young.
54. And like, we had a texter when we were doing Overrated last hour, and this is before the news it broke, about just network TV and how there's like, do you have a show right now? Because you like, we've talked TV many times in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a show in the last 2-3 years on network TV that
No.
you make an effort to watch? Because I'm with you. No, I the last one I made an effort was This Is Us, because apparently I wanted to cry 4 times during every episode. You know,
yeah.
It's I get PTI. I mean, obviously that's about the,
yeah.
You know, there is not.
What is the last one I've been hooked on? I'm trying on network TV.
Honestly, was This Is Us. I'm not kidding. For me.
Goodness, I don't even know. And
while you're thinking, I bring that up because you think a Thursday night.
Yeah. They're all like HBO, Curb Enthusiasm. I mean, those
yes.
are, they're all like HBO or,
correct.
Or Netflix.
Peacock, Hulu, Apple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People,
yeah, I mean, and you, I mean, you like, did you miss an episode of The Cosbys?
No,
know? I mean, that, I love that show.
No, I mean, think about what Thursday nights and how long that was just a machine for NBC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they transferred over to first to Seinfeld, then to Friends. I mean, what was it, about 20 years, and the Cosby Show was just an absolute monster. He was obviously Bill Cosby, very recognizable, but that show was such a talker in so many ways. It was such a big deal. Even his sweaters, those were those Coogee. Am I right on that? The sweaters, and
I'm not sure, but everybody knew him. You knew the brand. You saw a sweater, you knew it was Cosby, right?
Yeah, it was the Cosby sweater, right? And it just became a phenomenon. And here at 54, very, very sad news with Malcolm. Jamal Warner, you wrote a column I just loved, which is still available, StarTribune.com, about a woman who's in her late 50s, and she's not happy about her health. She's got type 2 diabetes. She weighs 350-some pounds. And the dramatic change in her life. I don't want to step on your touchdown call.
Yeah.
Lay it out, because those stories can grab people. Because Brenda isn't like, that's not a J.J. McCarthy. We're going to talk J.J. McCarthy next time. That's not J.J. McCarthy. That's not Anthony Edwards. This is somebody who might be your neighbor and might be having some of the same issues you have or different ones that you can relate to. And what determination she has demonstrated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when we talked last Monday and I was on the road, that's where I was going to spend the afternoon with Brenda, Brenda Dockendorf, up near St. Cloud. And I'd gotten a friend had emailed me and said she loved when I do features and that, hey, I might have one for you. And there's this woman who's 64 now, Brenda is, and she's one of the, for her age group, one of the top power lifters in the nation, I think you could say. But yeah, she had never been an athlete. Never gone to a fitness center, didn't really work out. She was, you know, overweight and type 2. She's on several medications for her diabetes. And
never been to a fitness center. We can't slide by that part. Think about that. Yeah.
Never been to a fitness center, didn't know anything about weightlifting, anything. And but she was ready to make a change. And she, as she said, she was sick and tired of feeling how she felt. So she saw a Facebook ad of her Anytime Fitness, a 21-day challenge, and signed up for it and went in there and just found a passion. She found a trainer who was in his early 20s, Trent Baird, and his mom had just died, and so he was reeling a little bit, and they found this kind of connection. They feel like they're family now, and she lost 150 pounds, and she saw a woman in her mid-20s who was doing the powerlifting, the squat and the bench press, and she said, I would love to try that, and he said, let's do it. Let's go for it, and she was incredibly strong for her age, and I asked her where it came from. She said holding babies. She had six kids, and they were all big. She wasn't an athlete. Her dream was to be a stay-at-home mom with a big family, and that's what she did. And so she started bench pressing. I sat there and watched her bench press 185 pounds. She's bench pressed 190, and she was set 5 state records at the state powerlifting meet. It's just a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
She no longer takes diabetes medicine because she got in such great shape. And as I told her, she's very humble, and, you know, I don't know if this is a good story she was telling me. I was like, are you kidding? This is a wonderful story. People, want to read about your story and
be inspired. It's
never too late. It's never too late.
It is.
You know? And so, I had a blast getting to meet her and Trent and writing that story.
Yeah, it struck me, and again, Chip's column's available in Star Tribune. It should remind all of us on certain facets of our life where they have been a hurdle, they have been challenged, and they're either legitimate or we've made them more legitimate than we should have. And so they're really the same then. That we, like you just said, it's never too late. It's never too late to try to challenge it. Maybe we'll fail. Maybe we will not succeed. But the effort is out there in most circumstances. And read that column and realize how many things she's overcome. I mean, I was a little disappointed. You know me, I'm a big power lifter. You could have wrote that column about me, you know. But
well, the trainer asked me, he said, do you want to try it? And I was like, no. I'll observe. I'll applaud. I will.
Yes.
Love every second of being able to watch and tell Brenda's story, but I'm not getting on the bench press after her, after she did. She almost benches 190 pounds.
I think that was a very astute decision. Right back with Chip Scoggins, the Vikings chipper, slowly but surely gathering. It's the first day 1 week from today. I think that's right.
No. We have our press conference to kick off tomorrow, and the first practice is Wednesday.
Oh, why was I thinking for some reason it was next week? I don't. That's on me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They're more ready than I am. Yeah.
They're more ready for training camp than I was for this question. So I read Kevin Seifert's story from ESPN on J.J. McCarthy. I read Alec Lewis's story from The Athletic on J.J. Both very informative. Both showing his dedication. Showing how McCarthy was willing to be coached up by Kevin O'Connell, and Josh McCown and the entire team last year, and then even going back home and all the work he was willing to do. If this season finishes, okay, and J.J. McCarthy is viewed as about middle of the pack as an NFL quarterback after 1 year. I'm not projecting, but this year he's about, when the regular season finishes, we won't even include playoffs, when the regular season finishes, if he is the 16th best quarterback, is that a victory for J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings?
I think a middle of the pack for a first-year starter is not bad. Right. I mean, I wouldn't, because there's going to be bumps in the road. Like, we all think he's going to be a really good quarterback. I think most of us do. I won't say all, but to think it's going to happen year one, I don't know that that's particularly fair. But I will say this. They have done everything to build the infrastructure around him to give him the best chance to be good in his first year.
A lot of details.
When you look at the moves they made on the offensive line, running back, just making, put him in the best situation possible. And, you know, we've used this line before and people have heard it from O'Connell. Organizations fail young quarterbacks more than young quarterbacks fail organizations. Well, they're living that that motto in terms of just building everything around him so that he doesn't have to be viewed as a savior. He doesn't have to try to be more than he is. And I just think with what they've done, I think they're built better for the playoffs in terms of their trenches, being able to run the ball more consistently, particularly in the red zone. And if you go back to that Detroit game at the end of last year, there was no plan B because O'Connell either knew they couldn't run the ball, didn't trust they couldn't run the ball. And when Sam Darnold was having, you know, whatever he was going through, the nerves or whatever, and he couldn't connect a pass, particularly in the lower red, there was no other option. They didn't feel like they could run the ball there. And now I feel like they're better equipped to do that because of what they've done on the line in the trade at running back. So I think he's going to have a good year. And, you know, you never say a team's going to win 14 games because it's just, you know, those pop-up seasons are pretty rare. But I think this is still a playoff team, and I think it's a team that's built to win now and better built to win in the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels last year was a revelation, right? It just doesn't happen hardly ever. Like you think of Marino in his first year. It just so rarely happens where a rookie is one of the – I mean, where was Daniels last year? Maybe the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the league?
I saw a poll that had it been number five.
Yeah, that's going into this season. That's behind the top four. And you know what? I agree. I was mesmerized by the guy the last 6 weeks or so, just seeing the playoffs. And that's why I threw out the middle of the pack. I think the Vikings should be elated if a guy in his first year is the 16th best quarterback. That doesn't mean like 2 years later he can't be the fourth best. I just think it's so much to say you missed, I mean, all those reps that he missed. And I get it. He meets weekly with O'Connell. He's with McCown. They're having him call out the play sheet. He's picking Harrison Phillips' brain. He's doing all sorts of stuff. But that is an extraordinary leap. And then you talked about the trenches, because I want to stay there. And maybe it won't live up to the hype. But there's no team in the league on the offensive and defensive line who added more through free agency than the Vikings. Nobody. Yep. When you say the combination of power football, smash mouth, tough guy football, with the guard and center, with the two big guys on the defensive side. Then I think one of the X factors on this team this year is Dallas Turner. They loved him. Anybody watched college football like you watched a lot, that guy was a monster at Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not easy to play with Gennard and Van Ginkle there, but he's too talented. If those two big lugs really help him out and he becomes a factor – and then the two Colts players live up to it. It's everything you just said. It's all the infrastructure which is set up. Plus, I mean, speaking of top five, how many coaches are better than O'Connell right now? I mean, is he the – if teams were just picking and it was just for 1 year, I don't know. Is he the seventh guy? Is he the eighth guy? Is he the sixth guy? I mean, long term, he might be the number one guy. If you said for the next 10 years, who would you want? And Flores, they have a lot of, you're right, that structure around him to give him a chance to exceed the expectations I've set for him, and probably not their expectations because they're so high in him, but to give him a chance to be really, really good right away.
Well, that's it. I mean, look at the money they spent. Look at the where they spent the money, and just look at the roster. Take the quarterback position out of it, and just look at the roster. It is built to win now. Like, it's a veteran roster. This is not a young team that's built through the draft, and okay, 3 years from now, you'll see a big payoff. I mean, this is mostly free agents that have come in here. I mean, the two defensive linemen, Allen and Hargrave, they're over 30, right? I mean, it's not a long play for them.
And they've had health issues, right? That's part of the reason why they got him.
So, I mean, Harrison Smith, they brought him back. This is not a long play. This is a team that's built to win now. And so I don't think you can say, well, they got a first-year starting quarterback. No. I mean – the expectations that this team is going to, be a playoff team and contend for something. And I do think we talked about the infrastructure, and you mentioned it too. You have the coach who spends more, invests more time and energy and thought into the quarterback and how you can develop that position than, you know, so many other coaches. I mean, it's just become his thing, right? The quarterback whisperer. And so with yep. Josh McCown, I just think the bar is high. Like, there's the expectation bar is high, and whether it's his first year or fifth year, I think they really expected J.J. McCarthy is going to play well.
This story, folks who are 10 in the U have known about it for a while, but your paper brought it to light last Friday, where students who are 10 in the U of M will pay a $200 athletics fee even if they don't go to a game. Now, it's not uncommon. This happens throughout college. There's a lot of fees people pay when you go to the U of M, and you might not use them, just like whether it's Tennessee, ASU, wherever. It is such a money-making venture, as we've discussed endlessly, as you write about, as you're, you know, a part of the Parents Bear podcast. So you know the money. You know the gap they're facing. How, let's say, Chip Scoggins is just a parent who is a sales guy, and he's got two kids who are attending the U of M. They like sports. They don't love it. And they're paying $400 total for this fee. How should they feel?
Yeah, just to be accurate, it's $200 for the year, $100 for the semester. But
yeah,
but yes,
right.
Yeah. I am going to do that. I am a parent. I'm paying. You know, we're paying. You know, we're putting three kids through college, and so I am paying those big fees. And my wife and I have saved and sacrificed and done everything we can to try to prevent our kids from coming out and being saddled with debt. And it's hard. Like, I would be frustrated.
Yep.
Because, you know, this is something that's, you know, it's something we deal with financially, trying to make this work. And so, and then, even though my kids love sports, like, you're going to pay another fee on top of this. I completely understand why people are frustrated with you, particularly because this is coming at the same time as a tuition hike. And that's
yes.
where the, I think a lot of the outrage is coming. It just speaks to, Trev Alberts is the former football player. Mm-hmm. He's the AD. He was AD. And a couple years ago, he said college sports doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
So does college. So does the university system.
Yeah. They spent and spent and spent and spent because of the arms race. You know, we need this. We need that. Our rivals is doing this. We need to upgrade this area. And now all of a sudden, you know, because the TV money was coming in and they had that extra money to spend, they all spent it. And now all of a sudden, because of the house settlement, oh, by the way, you have a $20 million expense that you have to account for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what are you going to do, right? You're going to have student fees. You're going to have layoff people. You're going to cut sports. You're going to do these different things. And so they're scrambling. And I think we reported that student fee, they're projecting a $7 million, you know.
It's a lot of money.
But they're still $9 million behind.
Yeah, right. They had already counted that in the deficit they're facing, because I think you nailed so much of it. There are so many people listening right now who might be in your position, where still have kids attending, or they just finished, or they think back to their experience and the multiple jobs or what they're still paying. And then they see these television contracts and the money and think, what the hell's going on? And it is frustrating. There's also a lot of fees and other extraneous costs you're now paying at universities. And then you see these stories about the incredible amount of bureaucracy at universities. And I get they're way more than sports. I'm not my father. You're not my father either. My father just sports, sports, sports. And you see individuals getting paid $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 for these jobs, which 5, 10, 20 years ago didn't exist. It's so expensive, the whole process. And I just can't get mad at somebody saying, you know what? I'm on a razor's edge with my daughter right now, and now we have more things we got to pay for. And the truth is, she doesn't care about sports. What about the other things she cares about? Are there fees for other people to help that out? But it is an apparatus on the athletic side, which is always going to be incredibly visible, which does, when teams have success, the attention helps increase enrollment. It brings in money. And it's also a little bit a part of the new Wild Wild West, which is unfolding right in front of our eyes.
It is. And the other thing is their football stadium seats 50,000 people.
Yep.
Some of their competitors, 75,000, 100,000. That's a big difference in revenue than what other people are bringing in. And they're playing in the same ballpark. They're still the Gophers committed to spending that cap. So it's a tough situation. I mean, it's they got to spend it, you know, to be in, you know, part of that mix. You got to come up with the money.
Great stuff as always, sir. Outstanding column on Brenda. Enjoy it. And who knows, maybe we'll even touch base this week with the Vikings, make some news with everything starting this week. Thank you, my friend.
That was good, brother. See you, man.
Chip Scoggins, 34.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Past two. Right now, the Republicans are saying, Hunter, get to any mic you want, pal. We want you to talk. And Hunter Biden has spoken up recently. So now, this is making big news the last hour and a half or so. He was part of a YouTube show, Channel 5, with Andrew Callahan, where he's going after a lot of people. Let's start with the biggest headline, I think, where he's trying to explain, and again, this is 1 year to the day when Joe Biden dropped out of the race. I think if you listen to me at all, you know for a couple years before that, I said, he clearly had slipped. I was with tens of millions of people. No, I don't think he was feeble the entire time in 18 and 19. And there was a big conspiracy to hide it. I do wonder if it would have been more traditional campaign in 2020. As opposed to COVID campaign, how he would have held up, and maybe he would have been more exposed. But as we said endlessly, and by the way, I got a lot of grief from lefties on that. Oh, I like you when you rip Trump, but I don't like you when you rip Biden. I'm giving my opinion. I'm trying to tell the truth. And I thought it was overwhelmingly obvious that, sadly, it's the same thing with any person of age. By the way, Donald, not the same person. Now, it's tougher to judge with Donald because he says so many crazy things when he's 30 and now 79. He's got an AI out there about Obama being arrested because he's trying to distract from the Jeffrey Epstein situation. That's why he's going with all the nonsense lately. So Hunter Biden, after his father drops out of the race, he's telling us now that the reason why his father struggled so mightily in the worst presidential debate performance in the history of the planet. He was on Ambien. On Ambien. That he'd taken these trips. He's 81. And the Ambien was in his system. And that's why he struggled so mightily. And it's not easy to watch a parent struggle. There's about how many people in this country are going to identify with an older parent who, by the way, is running for president. And I'm sure that was, if they're willing to really tell the truth, soul-crushing to people close to Joe Biden to watch that debate. When the shuffle and the confusion, and it was a disaster. But now, for the first time, we're hearing about Ambien. And the comeback to this is, how does that explain the year before? How does that explain 2 years before? And as we said, and so did many others, after that disastrous performance, the only way he could recover is over the next week. Couldn't wait long. Oh, no, look, it's Sharp Joe. He's with it. And he wasn't. He might have been a little bit better. But it was age. So get out of here with the medicine. And as somebody with, I've discussed my insomnia a lot, as someone who, 15 years ago tried Ambien and had some very, very weird experiences with Ambien, and others have had weird medicine effects with a drug. Well, if it's a one or two off, you get it. That's not what was happening with Joe Biden. So stop. You love your father. And the folks who support him no matter what are going to see. People close to you, it's hard to be objective. It really is. But if you're objective on this one, Ambien, not passing the test. On other folks, about Clooney. Okay. Remember, Clooney had the big fundraiser with Julie Roberts in L.A. And that's the one where Obama had to guide Biden off stage to some level. Maybe not as far as some clips, but it was not good. And then Clooney would come out later and say in a New York Times op-ed, he's got to drop off. Here's Hunter Biden on Clooney. F you. I can't quite say that, by the way. What do you have to do with effing anything? Why do I effing listen to you? What right do you have to step on a man who's given 52 years of his effing life to service this country and decide that you, George Clooney, are going to take him out? Basically a full-page ad in the effing New York Times to criticize Joe Biden. Hunter, I bet you didn't have any problem when he scheduled that event and helped raise millions and millions of dollars, or when other celebrities were actors and singers were performing. You can't have the superstars be a part of your campaign, and as long as they're supportive, it's okay. But then they give another opinion, which they're allowed to give, and you can debate if they matter at all. I get that. But he's not being consistent. Come on. It wasn't like, we don't want any celebrity ever part of it. They were taking the cash. They were loving when, what's the rock star ratio of left versus right, 95 to 5, maybe higher? They were loving that. Then he's going after Axelrod and others. So Hunter Biden should just step away, considering what's happened in his life. By the way, addiction is legit. And the mocking of the addiction part, I never condone, but the other parts where clearly he wasn't qualified for jobs and the effect he had on his family. And now he's causing Democrats to say, Hunter, shut the bleep up. And Republicans say, hey, give Hunter the mic all you can. Okay, let's finish with this. The Coldplay couple and why this country is so obsessed with this story. You don't by now. The CEO, married. The other executive, married. They're at Coldplay. Here we go with the kiss cam, with the camera. And they totally freak out because they're not with their wife. They're not with their husband. And there have been a lot of funny memes about it. There's been thorough examination of their lives. As I said on this show, probably until the last couple weeks before we came up on 1 year after the assassination on Donald Trump's life, I said it over and over again on the show. How is it possible you don't know more about Thomas Crooks, a man who came within inches of killing the 45th president and one of the two individuals at that time to be the next president of the United States, now the president? And until a couple lengthy stories by CBS News, New York Times, we didn't know much about him. I mean, it real depth. I swear to God, we know every detail about these two people. And people are obsessed. Is it just the embarrassment? Is it the affair? Is it the random oddness of it? Is it the funniness of it? Is it sex, so we're all drawn to sex? Is it all the memes? And you can sit there and say you don't pay attention. Fine. It's an enormous country. But if you've paid any attention to all the media outlets, in particular social media, it has been consumption after consumption. The guy's left his job. He's done. By the way, if he was still good at his job, should he have stayed at his job? I'm not coming out pro-affair, okay? But if you're really good at your job, would it have been such a distraction? Because it's become such an enormous story, kind of part of the reason why we're doing this thing. Probably. Because we see a lot of things that may happen a lot. And for whatever reason, the media intensity is there and people have to step away when other people are doing the same damn thing and they stay and keep doing it. Why do you think this story has been a part of the conversation as strongly as it has? Chime in through a text. 651-461-9226. Andrew Byron, Kristen Cabot, it won't end. Over and over and over again, people see the video, the Coldplay concert, the kiss cam, boom! And they handled it very subtly, just running from the camera. Of course, they're married to other individuals. And the circumstances are fairly absurd, okay? Of all the places, really a quiet place to go out with your side piece, whether that's Andrew or Kristen, to a Coldplay concert.
Well, we've never had that here in the Twin Cities, a prominent person get caught in the middle of an affair.
No.
In a sports box.
No, never has happened here.
Think of certain
basketball
executive former.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was going on for a long time with Gerson and...
Now they're married, happily married.
They are, and part of the reason why he was dismissed is she was a junior
correct
employee. In this case, he's the CEO. She's the chief people officer.
Yeah.
Are you the chief people officer here?
I believe that position has been downsized.
Has been filled, yes. Yeah. Right. So he stepped down as someone who
consumes, the board should have fired.
Should have fired.
I think so.
Because he brought such a stain to the company?
So I don't think infidelity should be a fireable offense or should have anything to do with your work situation. But if I were on a board of a for-profit company or a nonprofit,
yeah,
I would be highly concerned about the potential for blackmail, for...
What if he was brilliant? What if he was one of the best CEOs and he'd taken this company, yeah, Astronomer?
It would depend.
And... Right. That's what I'm saying.
But you have to be you have to be so brilliant that you think there's no one who could replace them, which would also be a failure of a board
situation. Right. I honestly think if this happens 10 years ago, he's not fired. There's social media 10 years ago, but yeah, not as pervasive.
Well, we needed this couple. We needed them. They brought us together, left, right. Black, white, poor, yeah, rich. Yeah. We all came together in making fun of these
We're
two.
We're still coming together.
This is going to be an ongoing bit at every sporting event.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, your minor league stadiums, right? Like, this is...
Phillies went with it the other day.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
I think it's better with all the memes. I'm not saying I've been, I'm above it. I'm not.
No, I've been consuming this normally I would be consuming Pornhub.
Yeah,
this has been my Pornhub.
What is your Pornhub particular favorite? If you'd like to share that, or is that something you save for the
show? What's your algorithm?
Yeah, I don't want to give you this material.
Yeah, save that. But even the
what
amount
happened to this radio station talking
the
about
the amount of interest still is blowing you away a little bit, right?
Well, I was talking about this with Cook before I came in here because he believes.
Do we love other people's failures?
Well, of course we do. But he believes these guys deserve, like, he has no empathy for them. I would say, like, I'm a believer in the punishment for the crime being proportional to the crime. And these two have received worldwide scorn. I think that is probably, like, way beyond, like,
hold on a second. What did you say probably? Of course. It's way over the top. Again, I don't want anybody to take it, oh, good, have an affair. No.
No, but.
But they have been embarrassed at a level that's gargantuan.
Is there any bigger? Is there any bigger internet? I mean, they got it worse than, like, Diddy. They got
way more serious stories of implications which are real and vile and awful.
And I'm not, like, exonerating myself. Like, I enjoyed...
I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah,
so but...
But we thank these two for their sacrifice. Yeah. What they've done for this country is maybe unprecedented.
Remember Tech saying this. If it was just the regular folks and not a CEO, another high-up executive, I think there's a lot of power.
Yeah, no doubt.
Couple, you guys think you can do anything good. Yeah. Good, it finally caught up with you.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. If it were like, Jane in accounting and like her, junior staffer, I don't know that anyone
If they
cared.
Would have acted the same exact...
Still would have gone.
It
bit,
still would have.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Just pro tip, just keep dancing.
Pro tip.
Just keep dancing.
Or else hide the other part of the suite, maybe.
Cameras can see in those windows, folks.
Yep. That's Jason's lesson for the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.